This guy, who's this? Tom Hagen?
You can't go to war with Joe DeRosa. The entire Cumia family will be outcast.
Tom? Is this my consigliere?
That's right. I'm not a wartime consigliere. You can't go to war with Joe DeRosa.
You're out, Tom.
The chief, he's a comedy hero.
Very good. Thank you, Tom Hagen. I know who this is.
Looking good!
Get it tans.
They tans, but they clean.
Episode fucking 186.
That's what I just said.
I think, like Pete Best. No. Who do they always say? Billy Preston was like the fifth member of the Beatles.
What about Bill S. Preston Esquire?
What about Ted?
My mic sounds so fucking echoey.
Ted Theodore Logan.
Together we are!
Scotty's on, man. I think he's like the third member of LGR.
No, I'm not.
Like, just like, yeah. He's been on the most amount of shows.
And he's had the most amount of hoes.
Ooh,
yeah, fucking right.
And he gives the most amount of blows. Scott got a big kick today because we went to the fucking the science fair. We had a judge at his wife's school.
My wife, not the issue here.
And number one, text me at 6:45. Like, all right, leaving in 10, dude. I'm like, oh my god. All right. And
I can't get everybody. Go ahead.
I'll get a picture of it. We get the fucking thing starts at 8:30. We get there at like 7:15.
That's because last year we were 15 minutes.
Remember
late.
Last year, Luke, you loved that. Last I year, was when he was punching the steering wheel.
Oh, that was yeah.
That's my wife's gonna get divorced.
That was the beginnings of road rage, Scott. Punching my steering wheel.
No, you've always had that.
I was cussing at Brandon because he suggested we take surface streets as opposed to freeway. Which
I
we took
suggested
the,
it. I didn't say we had to.
Well, fuck you. Regardless, I told you to go home last night, get some sleep.
Well, I didn't.
Got home at 10. Right. You were up for four hours. Then you bitched about not having any sleep. And you
had the
shakes.
I had the shakes.
And you said you had the DTs today after you're drinking.
Oh, my God.
The DTs mean when you're not drinking. Like, you're coming down. Well, you were going back up.
That's true. And
bitch.
So, yeah. So, we get there an hour and 15 minutes early. So, I'm like, all right, let's go to the Ralph's.
Let's go to the Ralph's.
Okay, fine.
Jesus Christ.
We got a Ralph's around here?
Also, so
just because you're hungover doesn't make you saps.
So, I get a fucking Red Bull.
A fucking Red Bull.
Scotty gets a young coffee drink, and then
you drink some Red Bull drink. You drink some coffee drink.
We head up there.
You go to science fair. You judge a little kid.
They have a
'90s music sucked.
No, wait.
Some of it sucked. Sorry, I've been listening to a lot of '90s music lately.
They got the fucking Rug Doctor. You know, like, that you can rent and clean out, you know, like we've done it here before. Scott does it all the time in his apartment.
Hang on. And you were peaked.
I was very peaked, and I look over and...
Where did you drink so much?
It wasn't that I drank so much. It's that I got, like, 3 hours of sleep, and I was just exhausted.
And your BAC was 0.12, probably.
But you drinking the whole... How did you go to sleep so drunk? Why were you so hungover? Did you go to sleep dead drunk?
I don't know that it was hungover. It's like Scott said, like, my blood sugar, because I barely ate. I had a couple beers at bowling.
I barely ate.
A couple dozen.
I honestly didn't. To be honest with you, I really didn't, because I didn't have the money for it, to be quite honest with you.
You'd have been saving that money for some cans for the show.
And, okay. Then
got some guests today.
So we're at the register...
So and we're at the fucking register, right?
And then Paul Reiser's there. He's talking about these fucking hats. Anyway, so...
Like fucking cans.
I look over and they got the Rug Doctor. And the lady's like, checking us out.
As opposed to the Rug Snake Charmer?
I'm going to put these on.
Sorry.
And I look over and say, I go, Scott, I need to get a Tug Doctor.
He said, I'd rather have a Tug Doctor.
I'd rather have a Tug Doctor. Like, right in the lady's face. And he just was like... So
I dude bogsed him.
Yeah, he do. How
that's awesome.
And so later on awesome. When we're golfing, Luke, see if you get this reference. You should too. I don't know why I didn't think Scott wouldn't. But I'm like, if Mike opened up a weed store, he'd be the Nug Doctor.
Hey, dude.
Oh my God, these are fucking terrible. Yeah, wait, what did you have to get a rug doctor for? For who?
No, we didn't. It was just sitting there.
He was peeking like, and he couldn't even focus and he was bitching and moaning and he's like, God, I'd rather have a fucking tug doctor. And the lady's checking out my coffee and his Red Bull and I'm like, I couldn't hold, I was laughing. I want a coffee.
That sounds fucking good right now. God damn it.
I would have brought you one. I'd have made you.
No, I can't. I'll be up all night. Come on.
Do you want some coffee?
I can't drink a coffee now. I'll be up all night.
Anyway, so science fair. Second year in a row that we did this.
Brandon held it together. Pretty positive day.
They tell us, yeah, it was tough. It was tough, believe me.
You didn't reek like booze.
Good.
A lot.
Oh, did I really?
No, it was, I mean, partially.
Oh, all right.
But that's just you,
Bob. I had cologne on. I mean,
that's your essence.
I love that I can control these levels. You see
essence?
That's right. Good. I was waiting for
you. So, you know, this year we had to do the sixth grade, not last year was seventh grade. And the I think that they kind of suck compared to the ones we saw last year.
Just get to the hot paras that you liked.
Oh, boy. Yes, indeedy. Feed the fucking needy,
Brandon
son.
Said something about it. He's like, ask Chelsea who that... I shouldn't say.
I said a half Egyptian, half black chick, dude.
Oh, with yeah?
the
Holy
fattest
shit.
Ass Wait. In like a 22-inch waist and big old titties.
Okay,
like,
fuck.
Oh, my God.
An Egyptian?
It was a mom?
No, a para is like someone 25. Who's like a teacher's assistant.
Oh.
Okay, an and Egyptian, like they help out like the slow...
A para, is that normal?
Pair of what?
They help out the slow kids and shit like that.
I didn't see it. The Egyptian. What?
Well, that's
Egyptian.
A fucking pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah. What are Egyptian?
That's the pot calling the kettle at Neeker.
Features.
I thought they're Egyptians. Dog.
But like Persian.
You can tell because you can tell by the way she walked.
I get it. That's good. Fucking right. Yeah. I fucking like it. That was almost as good as Tuck Doctor.
You're like you asked her. You're like, which one do you like? She's like, I like the punk in the middle, babe.
So
song of the week.
Nice. They had all these hot, all right, they have all these hot like paras. Those, like I said, those are like TAs. There's like some okay
Luke
teachers.
Types, Brandon types, Scott types.
Yeah. There's you know, some okay looking teachers. Chelsea, who's the first fucking one that she says is like, hey, what about Liz? Like that's one she wanna hook you up with? And like
Wrong.
She's a habitual line stepper. I'm telling you, like, she fucking...
that was the
no
ebb and flow of it.
Number one, you said she's fucked, right?
Yeah, she's got some mental issues.
Okay.
Well, I mean, not unlike everybody else
Sounds
in
like
this room,
right
but me.
Is her last name Martini? Jesus Christ, Martini!
Can't bet a fucking dime.
That was the one that Chelsea was like, oh, I should hook Luke up with this girl.
Well, because she was coming off of a breakup, and she was hot and horny, and she got it wet. And
She's gross. This chick, she's gross, though?
She's not good.
She's not gross, but she's... Nah, she's like,
she's just playing or something?
She looks like kind a mom of. With a 12-year-old.
Kind of. Yeah,
is that what she is?
No.
I don't think
she
so.
Don't have any kids. She don't have any kids.
Not
but,
for long.
Hey, there she goes, can't have no kids.
There goes my eloquence. She ain't got no kids. Shit. Sorry, but yeah, we had a
anyways. I, so second year in a row that I fucking, fucking science fair. They give you 8 numbers, and you walk into the classroom, and it was Scott, myself, and this older Asian lady who I should ask if she had daughters. Fuck, what was wrong with me? Like she was cool.
Don't call me daughter.
Sure, yeah.
And so, and you go in, and so there's like 24. You know, science project.
Your attention to detail is fucking great.
Did you have to look at? And why? What did I Scotty,
tell you? You're painting a picture for me.
So
Scotty looks like fucking American Sniper tonight. I just want to throw in.
I just got off work at the sheetrock factory, I guess.
And
Chris Kyle Murphy.
You walk in, and so like, so if you walk into a room, there's 3 of us. Each one of us goes to a different project, so we have 8 of them. Okay. And so, you know, we go through and... You talk to the kids and stuff, and half the time I'm like wobbling. I'm like, yeah, that's great.
Because you had the DTs.
And so the last room we go into, and this is the exact same thing that happened last year, is there's like a fucking special needs kid. Okay, like.
You weren't looking in the mirror, were you?
No, I had geese. So.
Special needs adult.
Brandon, what do you need right now? He's got to get his iPad.
Kid and I'm,
hit it on
I'm,
the iPad, Brandon.
I'm,
what
I'm
do you
flipping,
need?
I'm flipping through the pages to see what numbers I have. And I'm like, 136. I'm like, oh, man, I'll save this one for last. And so I keep walking around.
Oh, you scumbag.
I know. It's such a scummy move, but I did it last year, too. And I keep walking around, and I get all of them. Like,
how many fucking special needs kids are in this school?
It's inclusive.
One. Well, the only
There's
one.
There's like one or two in a class.
And you wound up with the same one last year?
No, not the same special needs kid. Just
but there's always there's one that we had to judge.
Remember how, like, when we were in high school, they had, like, the romper room?
Yeah, of course. For most of my fucking friends.
They don't do that anymore. It's called inclusion. And they allow the special needs kid.
Oh, they do that. It's just a different fucking name.
And they allow them to be in the regular class, but they have, like...
That's wonderful.
The paras or these kind of people help them out.
Oh, I judge the shit.
And so I'm like, okay, and so we're... I finish up, and I'm, like, going through my thing. I'm like, oh, goddamn.
You all finished up?
I'm like, all right, well, all right, I'm all done. And I just, like, walk out. I never, like, judge. I didn't want to, like, go over there and, like, I felt fucking
terrible. I take my time.
You never have a special needs kid, motherfucker.
I had one today. No, I had Joey today, and he communicates with the iPad, and it was great.
You're like, what's all those pennies I just had? Joey. He's, like, rubbing his tummy.
Did he have a person with him?
Yeah.
A handler?
Yeah.
It's like Bobak. You know, like, how am I going to judge a science fair project with fucking Bobak? How did you grow? Okay. Since I haven't done it.
I hold them to the same standards as the rest of the kids.
Because I'm a complete prick.
That was me. That was me going to JFK.
Yeah. How do you handle the special needs kids? Do you give them, like, shitty grades because the thing sucks,
no,
obviously?
No, I don't want to burst up anybody's bubble.
So do you just give them, like a 3 out of
literally,
five?
The kid was blowing bubbles, and if you burst it, he would have went crazy.
A 3 is meeting the expectation. Yeah,
so
give him
3s.
And if the kid was, like, into it and he was doing everything the para wanted him to do, yeah, give him an extra point for it. Fuck it.
Was the para hot?
No. Yeah, fuck it. That's your attitude.
No.
The retards lost, Mr. Lebowski.
She's old, bud.
Two years in a row I did that, man. I feel like a fucking scumbag.
You are a little. You're the scummiest
anybody
one.
Anybody would have done that. It's not that big of a
scummy thing to do.
It's not that bad.
No, because they didn't get the proper...
It's not like you took his fucking lunch money.
Yeah. I didn't think
he didn't sock him in the gut and walk away.
Attention that everybody else got, and that's unfair.
You're just a fidgety guy in general, though. It's fine. You did fine. All right. You passed.
All right.
We got the fucking Scotty got an earful of fucking Jay doing
fucking,
Colin.
That was so. That was my favorite part of the show.
His fucking Colin's great.
They got Papa John's, Luke. It was grease 10 times greaser than any Jerry's pizza you ever gotten. It was like I had to like eat it like this because it was just dripping.
Really, Papa John? I've never had Papa John's.
It was a pepperoni, and
it was
stacked
the greasiest shit.
You gotta stick to cheese pizza, bud.
Yeah,
well, watch out for your heart health. You're getting old.
You eat pepperoni? You like pepperoni?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, when the fucking thing's not saturated with like an ounce of fucking grease on top of it, yeah, I'll eat pepperoni. But
that's like the one like in Buffalo, and they have those like little concave ones.
Yeah,
and it's like you do like a little shot of grease inside each one. It's like a little cup full of grease.
Did you work at Santora's? Was that the name of the place?
Yeah, they hit Santora's.
And then Sergeant Pepperoni's. Isn't that a good name for a pizza place?
Sergeant Pepperoni's is
Sergeant
a great
Pepperoni's.
It was formerly Lieutenant Pepperoni, but then he moved up. Maybe they did a lot better. They had a lot more business.
He got his extra stripe.
Yeah.
Isn't it something?
Anyway, so, yeah, that was a good time.
Good day. Full day.
Yeah, that was a very full day because then we golfed 16 holes.
Brandon just gave me a wrestling shirt that he apparently doesn't fit in. Anymore?
It's just too short.
My favorite rapper.
Yeah, Blow the Whistle.
Too short.
We listened to Tim Dog on the way home.
Did you really?
All the Compton shit must cease.
I like that. I really like it. I gotta add to my thuggish
Tim Dog. Yeah,
my thuggish Spotify playlist.
Thuggish bone.
Yeah.
So, I'm so long. I felt Michelle Lay. I heard how the chick was moaning.
All week I had the Hulk Hogan theme in my
Shut
head.
Shut the fuck up, bitch! You can't sing. Fuck you. What a dumb song.
I love when he's
it
like
sucks.
I hate
you
the West Coast.
Did you watch the video?
No.
There's a video on YouTube. It's even worse than the goddamn song. It's so fucking stupid. Oh, I hate it.
I love the one part he's like, I hate everybody over there except for Ice-T and Ice Cube. You guys are cool. Yeah. He like sucked them in. He didn't want to piss them off.
Well, what happened in like the late 80s, early 90s where everybody was named like Ice? Did that mean like you're like too cool and
no,
shit?
No, it means
like
you
that?
Killed somebody.
Because, I mean, there was
it does?
No, it does not.
How the fuck you know that, farmer?
It means you killed somebody?
Yeah, you iced somebody.
Oh, my God.
I thought this ice just meant you were cool.
So Vanilla Ice killed somebody?
Yeah.
Probably.
Because you got Vanilla Ice, iced tea, Ice Cube.
You mean Robert Van Winkle?
And number one, isn't it iced tea?
Isn't it something?
No. Well, I mean, when the drink is iced tea, yeah.
Let's ask Mike. He's the authority. Mike, remember when
he... Hey, dude, it used to be Ice Mike.
It used to be.
I used to freestyle.
No, but ice. Like, what a stupid thing, like, to call yourself. And now, like, the rest of your career, like, you're just sort of, like, known as that.
Well, now, you know, the 2000s, Lil is the new ice. On, everyone's Lil Romeo, yeah. Lil Wayne, Lil Bow Wow. Don't you want to be big? Don't you want to be Big Wayne, not Lil Wayne? That doesn't sound fucking intimidating.
There's some big, there's Big Sean. He has that fucking, that stupid, I ain't fucking with you. That's big, like that's Big Sean.
That's, I don't like any of their song. Names.
Scott had some hip-hop questions for us.
Oh.
I wonder.
I ran one by Luke the other day because it was bugging me, and Luke had an answer, but I think it was wrong because I asked you. I don't understand a lot of lyrics because, okay.
That's because none of them make sense. They think of them on the way to the studio that day.
Exactly. I think they make up. I think they're full of shit half the time. okay, what does trill mean? T-R-I-L-L.
I don't know what that means either.
Oh, okay.
I'm officially getting old because I can't keep up with the thing.
Well, what it was like...
LC fucking says it a lot.
Like 8 years ago...
He hashtags Trill every fucking day. Sorry, LC, if you listen, but it stinks, bud.
8 years ago, Trill was like a
hashtag,
style...
Hashtag kidding.
8 years ago, Trill was like a style of music. It was like Chamillionaire, Paul Wall...
Another stupid name.
Bun B, UGK. Like, it was all like the Houston rappers.
I didn't know that. It's a genre?
It was, trill was like...
I thought it was just like a slang word for cool.
I thought it was like chill and...
I thought it was trill for Trust like Kill Records.
When all those guys from Houston, they used to, you know, like I just said, Bun B, all those guys. They, who the fuck else? Was Scarface. That was trill music. Because what they would do is, I'm even going to fucking blow your mind now,
too. Go back further than that.
What they would do is, they would chop and screw the CD.
I've heard that.
Which meant that they would slow it down...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and like they'd make it quieter, so when you drank codeine syrup, the big thing in Houston is you drink codeine syrup. So when you listen to it, it made sense. It was like sipping on some scissor. That's the whole like.
What was it? British?
That's how the song goes when you slow it down.
I'll stick to weed in the dark side of the moon.
I agree. But so that was trill music. So I guess it just took another.
How does it apply?
A leap.
Yeah.
Just to mean that, like, maybe it's, like, slowed down, like, slow.
This is bullshit, Trill.
That's what I would assume it means. I mean, you can look it up Urban Dictionary, but.
I don't want to.
I would say that's. But back then, because Bun B had a whole fucking CD called Trill.
I just wanted to ask you guys.
See, it's not right over the fucking place.
Your hip hop.
Hip Hop Anonymous. Fine.
It's not, because it's your voice. It's cascading all over the place.
That's fucking good. I should cascade everywhere. I'm really going to sit here for two goddamn hours like this.
Well, who's going to do two
hours? You don't, but you can... Whatever.
You can sit there with that with my cock in your hand.
Scotty won't...
Okay, have another one.
This is our first episode with the H6 that has four, now has four, up to six inputs if we wanted, if I bought the adapter piece.
You guys all
but
know...
But now we all got a mic. Now three of us can be in here on a fucking mic, so it doesn't sound like an old echoey piece of shit like the old ones.
I kind of like those. Those are my favorite.
Power suck.
Sorry, bud. I really miss the studio. That's Luke every episode.
Yeah. No shit.
Just kidding. I got another one.
Best one.
You know what the funny shit is? Is like we listen back and Luke Biak. Biakberger, the one, all the ones he tells me to listen to are at the house, and all the ones I tell him to listen to are at the studio. And we used to bitch about it back.
I think I heard the studio one. Somebody.
Hey, I don't understand. Oh wait.
Hip hop. Fucking right. Questions.
This mic. This is the same one you use for Weirdfellas, and you on a boom, and you hold it 3 feet above our scenes.
Yeah, no, and it doesn't sound that good. It's because it's supposed to be close to your fucking mouth.
You know how many people always comment on the good audio?
No.
Tons.
I've never heard it. All I ever hear is complaints.
All right, next question for Luke.
I just watched Fake Doctor that it sounded like crap.
What is a jack move?
That's an old one.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that's like
90. No, what's a...
Ooh, you can get that anywhere down the grocery store.
No, I got two of them. I asked Luke the other day what a jammy is.
What about a jack move?
A jack move doesn't mean you're going to rob somebody, right?
No, a jack move is when a Polack in Western fucking New York gets robbed.
Somehow that is correct.
Jack. Okay, don't do a jack move.
Somebody's going to take all our fucking lawn chairs.
T-Bone got a jack move once. He got robbed.
Yeah, with that
shotguns. They took a starter jack.
I didn't tell you earlier, but
by shotgun?
Yeah, they pulled shotguns and everything on him. Right fucking DePue like a decent neighbor.
I think it's... Okay, two things on that.
DePue's gone to the dogs.
I think that a jack move is definitely getting robbed. But the second thing, Luke, do you remember... I told him this the other day. Like, old Polacks would call it Chick to Vegas.
Everyone did.
Yeah, but why?
Because it was a joke, because it was as far from fucking Vegas as you could possibly get, Chick to Vegas.
Do you think that's really why they said it like that?
That's exactly why they said it. Was it fucking sarcasm.
A lot of money and gambling.
Instead of Chick to Wagga, they call it Chick to Vegas.
Is it because there was some underground gambling?
How do you not get that fucking, like, reference?
I just thought it was stupid. Who gives a fuck?
No, you didn't. You didn't get it. You thought. You thought. Did you even get that they were referencing Las Vegas? Or did you think it was?
Of
a fucking
course, no. I thought.
Hey, what if Boakes' dad was dealing with some really, really serious shit?
How would
he laugh? He might be. He might be the reason there's Cheek to Vegas because he's
awesome.
He's fucking dealing in some weird gambling shit.
Well, he's in Arizona. That's where all retired gangsters go.
What if I told dude Boakes a joke? How would he laugh?
It's awesome. We might do Gay Batman 3 next weekend. Callie can do it.
It's funny.
If I get everything together, we're going to shoot next weekend.
Well, okay, what other, Scotty, what other hip hop shit you got?
That's it. I just had three. I didn't want to do it.
Oh, no, on Jammy? I thought Jammy was like a condom.
I only wanted to do 2 minutes.
Scott's got good instincts.
Did you think. What did you think a Jammy was?
It's
a gun?
It's a fucking. Yeah, it's either a gun or your dick, isn't it?
Okay, I would say
gun.
What
condom?
What reference?
Ice Cube and today was a good day.
Did he say I pull out the jammy
and stuck it in her
and kill the Putinetti like that's his dick, right? Or
okay,
or it's a Jimmy hat like a condom.
Well, that's the same thing.
But in that Beastie Boy song, I pulled out the jammy and I split their heads or something like that. So yeah. I think it'd be either.
I think the white people are confused with what the black people are.
I had these.
Is it too
loud?
That's
how Ferguson started.
I think we just referenced this one, but like I told this one
stiff you're holding
a while ago. My dad.
I know. I hate it.
Well, if you had some fucking headphones, you could hear.
I wanted to be a fucking...
That's not your fault. We should be providing them for you.
All that would provide me is me be able to hear.
No, it's not. You want to put these on and hear how it sounds?
No, I don't.
Because when it goes away from your mouth like this, that's what it sounds like. Even if it's not close enough, but if it's right here, it's perfect.
Can we share the headphones together? I'll just squeeze my thin head right in there.
And then you can just kind of tip it and talk into it. No one wants to hear us talking about fucking microphones.
I know.
We're trying to be fucking professional. No one gives a fuck about the rules!
When I was in sixth... Oh, boy. Okay, that is going to lead us to another story. But when I was in sixth grade, I had my dad... I wanted to be a wigger so bad I wanted to get cross colors. But they were like fucking $40 for a t-shirt.
I just heard... We just talked about this episode.
But on the one that he got me, because he went to like the Niagara Falls Convention Center, like like outlet sale kind of thing.
Convention Center outlet sale?
They were at the convention center. These vendors, yeah.
That's a swap meet.
But don't they have a fucking outlet mall out there? They have one in Niagara Falls outlet mall.
That's a flea market.
Maybe it was that. I'm sorry. Maybe it was that.
But I was like, that sounds like a fucking hell of an event.
But so he went and he'd always give me like Fila's and fucking cross-color t-shirts because they were like $10 as opposed to
He wouldn't let you go with him to pick out your clothes though?
No, but he'd go when I was at school because he had, you know. So he just
Judy,
like,
I got Brandon some clothes and a bunch of pink flamingos.
I'm like, I wanted cross colors so bad, or U Men, because that's what all like the blacks wore.
I don't remember that.
What's U Men?
U Men was like the same thing. And
I never
like,
heard of that.
It was like that should be the episode picture. It was like the logo was like three dudes like this and shit, and then behind him it said U Men.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and cross colors they had on the back like where you'd have a fag tag, you know?
Yeah.
It was like a big patch. You could tell it was like an official like cross.
Yeah, cross.
You know,
yeah.
Like instead of like you know, if you buy like a fake Louis Vuitton bag, it has something like this would be that like you were officially had it. So the one I don't think they're knockoffs. They just were the ones that didn't sell. So he gave me all these shirts, and the one I told you, it had three lines of like hood like slang, and like it. So it said Jimmy hats, condoms. Knocking boots.
Yeah, you're talking. I just heard this one.
Having
so funny.
Sex. So, like,
Judy, I didn't know
what
it meant.
I wish I still had that shirt because I could tell you what a jammy is then.
Yeah.
And I could tell you what was the other one.
Let's try an Urban Dictionary.
Well, I wasn't too worried about it. I just wanted to see what you guys came up with.
That's a fucking crapshoot. Your dad comes home with a big pile of clothes and you just got to hope it's stuff that you like. Shit.
Yeah. It was just that year, just that sixth grade year, because in the next year I ordered from like the JCPenney catalog or some shit.
But your dad didn't really know your taste that well because he'd like come home from restaurants with food with onions and shit on it.
See, it didn't matter. All I wanted was that fucking tag on the back so that it said cross colors because then you felt like you're fuck cool.
You're like, come on, Dad, you ruined my rep. He said, you're only 18. You don't have a rep yet.
It was like, because Joel Mack and Jeff Szymanski wore that shit, so I wanted to wear that shit too.
Yeah, some names.
How did you know? Wasn't I 2 years ahead of you?
Yeah.
I didn't know what anyone was doing. I didn't even know what the guys 1 year ahead of me were doing.
I'd see them, and they were cool because they were on the basketball team, and I wanted to be on the basketball team, and they'd all be wearing fucking cross colors or And One or U-Men.
Was it just because you're unpopular?
What?
Was it just because you're unpopular and you're in the metal?
Yeah, of course.
But
I remember I told you I got those fucking stupid when everyone was wearing those dumb overalls with one thing with like what I got into everything yeah. like 1 week too late.
The overalls
and it was so stupid. I got them from Hills. They weren't even cool ones.
I got them.
I remember
were they shorts or were they with shorts or long
no? They were
pants?
Fucking one. They were like no. farmers fucking that was, thing that you got in with
I
them.
Had, I do. How bad is this? I had them, but they were shorts.
And, oh my god!
Yeah, and they were like stonewashed.
That's like if you watch an episode. Of if you watch an episode of Cops, that's what everyone's like wearing like now. Still,
stonewashed.
I bet it's winning, and they're like fucking itching their face.
I bet they have those on, those fucking overalls with a cross color shirt or anything.
Yeah,
but no, yeah, mine were. Remember, stonewashed was like the big deal back in the day. Yeah.
Luke's wearing his Misfit shirt under his overalls. What would they say?
About oh, Misfit shirt. Oh, well, cross colors.
Overalls. This is a song about overalls.
I walked in and it just felt so. I was like, what am I doing? And I got off the bus and I walk into school. And it's like everyone like it's like if you took a camera through a crowd and the director said everyone make a disgusted face at the camera. That was like my perspective. Everyone's like, oh, what are you doing?
What do you say?
What are you fucking wearing? I was like, ah.
It was like a year too late. You're saying?
No, it was like a week fucking too late. Yeah. Or a couple months. I remember like I got somehow between like June of fucking fifth grade and then the beginning of school year of sixth grade. Somehow like the Reebok pump went out of style. Everyone had them. I wanted them all fucking year. And then there was a big sale. I waited in line for an hour for these fucking shoes so I could be fucking cool.
They're like, fuck you. You just have them. Like, nobody's buying these anymore.
You wear those. Now it's the fucking the Jordans or whatever.
My parents are so broke, I had to get the LA gear pumps. I didn't have Reebok.
I had a classmate that had those and those things. The pump broke within the first week. It was just a little hole in each side of the
pump. Remember Shaq made like a pump, but it had like a little CO2 cartridge?
Oh, that's stupid.
You Jesus. Like,
there you go. What about my shoes coming in a CO2 cartridge?
Oh, Shaq walked in. I didn't know Shaq was on.
It'll make the shoe blow up and play basketball a lot better.
Shaq?
My pump, Shaq, I hated your fucking shoes. My pump better. Phil's my father. Biological didn't bother. Took me from a boy to a man.
That's pretty good. Scott's going to enjoy that one tomorrow when I hear this.
My biological didn't bother. Good one, dude.
Don't fake the funk on
Nasty Dunk. Yeah,
was he the one on the poster for that?
Huh?
Was he the one on the poster for that?
I think so.
All right. Or was it Sean Kemp? Anybody? Scott, you remember Sean Kemp?
I remember
Kemp.
Hey, that's the name of my dog.
Aside the fact, Luke's come a long way with his fashion. He's a fucking sharp-dressed man now.
Yeah.
The girls go crazy from what I've heard.
Yeah.
So me and Scott went and saw Jay Moore.
Scott and I.
Brandon didn't go. Cause
oh, that was a lot of
fun. But fucking Jay did this... it was like half new shit. He did 90 fucking minutes, no opener, no nothing. And then he did this fucking... I've never seen him do Bono. That fucking Bono impression. That was my favorite part of that fucking entire week.
He's halfway grabbing the floor. He's like got his back knee cracked down. He's like he's barely able to stand. I thought it was... I couldn't see most of it because I was so behind funny. The piano, but know, it was hilarious. Piano,
does he do like Eddie Vedder where he's like, this is one? Does he say that? Like,
oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, it's a staple, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I just want to let you know Dick Cheney's an asshole. He's like, this is daughter.
Dick Cheney's an asshole.
My favorite is when he goes, this is Bugs. That's the worst song. I bet they never performed that fucking song.
Yeah, he does it. He starts doing the Billy Goat voice. He's like, ah, he tries to fucking do that dumb staccato thing.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Funny. I knew it wasn't a laugh a minute, but his stories are so good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I got an old fashioned that was $11, the size of a large shot glass.
The price sure wasn't old fashioned.
And the lady didn't come around. We were right by the stage.
We didn't even get two drinks.
Yeah, she didn't even come around.
Look, when we went there, is that the place that I got like that ginger beer that the guy made all for me and shit?
Ginger beer!
When we sat in the.
Would you get like a Moscow Mule?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no, it was just a ginger
beer.
Oh,
the ginger beer drink. And our waitress said awesome possum.
I think that's when we saw Fitzsimmons.
I know.
She's trying to be cutesy. Should have stopped.
But okay, so yeah, because Scott said it wasn't a laugh a minute, but I'm like, dude, that's hard for like, if we just go to a comedy store and they do 10
But no matter what, he's still entertaining, he's still a good storyteller.
Yeah, I've seen all of his specials, and they're all great. Yeah. He's not just like a punchline, it's a lot of buildup.
Best thing about seeing Jay is he does no crowd work, he doesn't fuck with anybody, because I always...
Except for Luke, he fucked with Luke. He called me really? Like, hey Fez.
Oh yeah, I got a fucking shout out from the he's like, right,
he said something, he's like, right Fez? And then he just went back.
That's great.
But you know when you go and like people just start fucking with you. I mean, most of the time
they ain't fucking with you.
Most of the time it's like obnoxious people or like drunk women, and that's they go after them. But like, There's guys who just purposefully, like...
They had a bachelorette like party and a birthday party right in front of him. He didn't do anything with them, yeah.
They were, yeah, but they were good, though. They weren't
right, they weren't shitty. They weren't obnoxious.
I went to do a fucking show last night.
Yeah.
I fucking... I was hungry. This is...
Let's get a taco.
I had just enough time to kill. I needed, like, a snack. So I went to fucking Arby's, and I got a I got a giant roast beef. I ate it in my car. I was done with this thing. There was fucking ketchup everywhere. It was all over my fucking pants. It was all over my shirt. I was like, what the fuck? It was like someone put a firecracker in there and it fucking blew up all over me. I was like, holy shit, how the fuck am I supposed to do my fucking set? It was a white shirt with a giant glob. I looked at my fat stomach and there was a big glob. I'm like, I gotta go on a fucking day. It was like, that was like my rock bottom.
Arby's is messy when you eat it in the restaurant.
I know. So I can
imagine in the car.
I know.
But that sounds so good. Motherfucker. I can't remember the last time I had Arby's.
Dude, they're all closing. There's hardly any left. There's that one over on Sunset. It's the only one I fucking know of.
There was one away up on Van Nuys. Is that open?
No, it's gone. It's a fucking Starbucks now.
Oh,
it happened in like a week. I was like, what the shit? It's fucking ridiculous.
That's the one I used to drive out to.
Oh, no, we've gone to McDonald's.
Well, no, like before up there.
Don't tell Scott where he gets his Arby's,
motherfucker. I know where I get my Big Montanas and my number threes.
They don't have Big Montanas anymore.
Yes, they do, fucker.
Long time ago.
No, they don't. Yes, they do.
It's called like a Giant.
Okay, it's the same thing as a half pounder, you fucking... Black
for,
bastard.
For us kids.
Let's not call it Big Montana.
Oh, shut the fuck up. It's just semantics. It's the same fucking thing.
Did we ever tell you the story, Luke, about Rob Bass and Scott? They went to an Arby's and they...
I like...
Why are you doing the folks laugh?
I like...
Which Arby's?
Drunk...
It was awesome.
Drunk Scott, like, imagined a little midget behind the meat slicer. Yeah, we've told that. It stinks. It's a shitty story.
It's a midget back there.
No, the thing is that Scott actually thought that like a fucking midget.
A year later, Rob was like doing the action for the meat slicer. I was like, yeah, it was like a fucking little person back there. He's like, no, it was automatic. You just like made up that there was a midget back there. I was like, yeah, you're right.
Scott actually believed that.
And I had a fucking bit. I
drink a lot.
I just went to a gas station, bud.
I got a lot of demons, bud.
I drove all the fucking way to Ice House in Pasadena to fucking do a show. Before this, and it was all brand new shit. It was four fucking straight minutes of all new stuff, and I had this fucking bit about
never straight.
I had this fucking bit about a midget, and it fucking did. It got the biggest laugh of the whole set. I was like, oh fucking thank God. I'm like, even if the whole rest of this thing bombs, at least I got a fucking giant laugh on that midget thing. It was
what's
great.
The bit?
Yeah, you're saving grace.
It's about like remember that part in Total Recall where they're at the fucking bar in Mars and for no reason, like just for like exotic scenery, there's a midget running around?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Like that was like, it was such a nice, cheap, practical effect.
Oh, we were talking about that on Saturday.
Yeah. I was like, this poor woman, she mutated into a little tiny person. Thank God it's only a movie.
Yeah, that never happens anywhere. Yeah.
Oh, and that got a big laugh?
Yeah, the whole thing did. And then at the end, I'm like, I know midget... I know that's I sound like Norman. It's an offensive word. I sound like fucking Norman.
That's your Greek yogurt? I thought that was Luke's healthy stuff.
Fuck this bit. I guess
sorry.
Just put this fucking.
No, but I heard it already.
You
told me last.
I was telling the fucking audience that's listening.
Oh, they don't care.
Obviously. I know. Well, it doesn't matter. You get fucking railroaded anyway. I can't get through a fucking thing.
Sorry.
All right. Let's talk about something else.
Okay. No.
Anyways, I did okay. It was fine. I got picked first, and I had 50 people.
You're on.
Crowds I've had.
You got like 75, 80 now, right? You're getting up there.
Jesus. I'm at like 70-ish, yeah.
Fucking
I was a little nervous, though. I was pissed off. I was a little bit.
That you said Ice House. Is that sort of like a new thing you said? I think last
year. Yeah, they just started doing it, yeah.
That should be the picture of the week. That room, it's a little not as big as the main room, but that's a pretty good room.
It is. No, it's the side stage, but it's still pretty big.
That's a pretty good
room. It's about the size of fucking, the side stage is about the size of fucking, almost the size of fucking West Side.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's not. It's like this like actual stage with lights. It's fucking cool. It's like, I like
a good
it.
Pick.
Yeah,
mm.
I was happy. That's
kill them.
I've been picked first in a long time. Otherwise, I haven't really hardly done it in a week.
that's karma, bud. And you ended up working Uber, and I told you it was gonna pay off.
I know. I'm glad you did, dude.
I said go out.
Even
there
though I made 140 in one night, and then my take home was like 101. I was like, what the fuck. I lost
taxes.
A lot. Yeah, taxes and like their fucking cut.
And you spruced up my whole pimps. Fucking apartment. This apartment.
I fucking cleaned my fucking balls.
Your bathroom
up.
Reputation's bad.
You had a fucking probably clean for what 10, 11 hours?
Oh, it was 11 fucking hours. That's how long it took. And I still wasn't done. I still had like an hour of work left I could have done, but I was just fucking tapped. And the next day, my fucking back and my my fucking calves and like this part behind my fucking ankles that I never used because we're trying to do those goddamn shower doors. I must have stood in some kind of weird spot. It was like someone fucking smashed my fucking legs with bats while I was sleeping. I was like, oh, God.
You really worked hard.
It was fucking ridiculous. It was nonstop. I didn't have time to, like, eat. And then I, like, fucked up, like three, every single time. I'd be like, fuck, and I'd have to go and get something else.
Why didn't you eat? Because if you stopped, you would have just,
I didn't have time. I had to hurry the fuck up because I knew I had so much fucking shit to do. I was like, this is going to take all day.
Oh, you're running around?
I didn't have time to make a leisure. Yeah, I was fucking moving my ass. I didn't have time to take a fucking leisurely meal. I didn't get it done.
You could have made a Zap'em.
That's basically what I did. I had to stop. I had to go to fucking Big Lots again. I stopped at fucking McDonald's and got like a snack.
Ugh.
No, you got BK.
The fuck is that? You can't Jewish mother.
You can't be eating Arby's. You can't be eating Arby's in Big Macs if you're going to be the 315 kid. Okay.
Yeah, I can.
Do This Week in Weights. I want to hear This Week in Weights.
Brandon's
not pumping, so he doesn't. He doesn't understand.
I'm down a week because I hurt so bad Monday. I was like, I'm going to work out tomorrow. And then Tuesday, something happened, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to take this week off. Fuck it.
Luke threw, like, all my shit out, too. I mean, it was garbage, but I'm just saying, like, he threw out the
whatever, pillows. You got some kind of fucking soap or shampoo that's, like, fucking, like, light red. It's fucking everywhere in there. It was coming out of the fucking tiles and out of the crevasses for 5 fucking minutes. I was, like, power washing the thing.
Red.
I don't know what you have, some kind of thing where it's, like, it's got some kind of red color to it. And it was all caked up in the corners of the fucking thing.
I know, that's just soap scum, doggy.
No, it's some kind of product. I've never seen it pink like that. It looked like the fucking slime from Ghostbusters 2.
If it's pink, it's soap scum.
Yeah, it was like pink.
It is. It's
yeah,
it's I use green fucking soap.
No, not your, but that's just the way it
is. No, there was globs of it all over. I'm telling you, it was some kind of thing. It was
everywhere.
Because
if it's just in like the grout area, that's
no, no, no. It was all over. It was caked on the fucking tiles, and it was built up in the corners. And I'm like, what is this fucking shit? I've never seen it before.
Get some of that Comet on it, bud. Mm.
That's, don't tell me I clean. Bitch.
Don't. I know your bathroom is always so pristine. You know what's a real bitch? Because
I try to
so much.
I spent $300 in shit.
Now my fuck!
I'm not fucking kidding you.
He did.
I spent $300.
He threw out the fucking thing.
Well, next month you guys above spend $300. The
toilet. You threw out the thing that like
the rack.
Would you even the rack above the toilet?
It's called the rack.
Instead of cleaning it, you just bought a new
one. It was fucked. It was a cake with like shit. It wasn't gonna fucking come off. It was nasty. It was the fucking thing's like 10 years old. But then the one I got sucked to was a piece of shit, kind of.
And okay, now, I noticed this last night, but you didn't, like, screw it into the wall?
It wasn't really lining up.
Normally, I do, like, I hold on to if I'm, like, wasted or hungover the next day, I hold on to it, and, like, I'm like, oh, boy! Like, I almost, like, fucking...
Oh, it came back?
I almost fell over.
Mine screwed into the wall.
I forgot I live with a giant child. I better get fucking secure.
How would you forget that?
Whoa!
I know.
Sorry, Doug.
But it looks good here. Good job, bud.
Thanks, babe.
You still got the creases in the rugs, and this area rug is to die for.
TDF. I got another one's going in the gentleman's den. I got a nice fucking picture that's going up here. Big fucking
big fucking
mural.
Tinder pig that comes over is going to love
above
this place.
Above the bookcase?
Yeah.
Of what?
I don't want to tell you. You'll see when it gets there.
Ooh. Is it framed, or are you just going to?
Yeah, it's on canvas.
Burt Reynolds on a bearskin rug?
I should have.
Well, that'd be good. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You got some space you can work with, but
it's needed something forever.
Yeah.
I wanted to get a fucking bigger one, but it was really expensive. I'm like, I don't have that kind of fucking money.
Like that one that dude Bogues has that.
Yeah, well, I love something like that, but no, this is it's long and skinny kind of. Insert joke here. So Scott, what's up with you? What are you up to?
Oh, fuck, wait, I didn't have something that actually made sense to that.
I brought the wrong headphones.
Oh, like, how is it being delivered? Is it FedEx or whatever? Because we've been having such an issue with...
I'm picking it up.
...with deliveries lately. Luke got a fucking thing from the post office. A fucking thing. And...
I've never seen that.
On the door, it said, put on the back porch. And... I look out there. I'm like, I don't see a fucking thing on the patio. And I walk over to like on the other side because I'm thinking that they think maybe these apartments connect and it's on the side there.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. So Luke leaves this huge fucking note inside the mailbox. It's like, hey, what did it say?
Asshole.
No, I said what back? We don't have a back porch.
Yeah, we don't have a back porch. About? I work in Marina Del Rey from 9 to 5. I can't get to the post office.
I was like, where is this?
Where's this? Package?
Nothing. Nothing back. No response.
Well, hang on. That's what I'm getting to.
Whoa!
Here it comes.
I'm burying the lead.
Hang tight,
fucking son of a bitch. So, He puts it in the mailbox, and then the next day puts it in front.
Even though I sell rocks.
In front of the mailbox.
I got them in my sink, bud.
And so I'm sitting outside with Mike.
Give me ugh, that. Nice.
Come on. Hey,
dude. He's on it.
I'm sitting outside with Mike, and I see the mailman come by, and he hands me a package.
Like, over the balcony? On, yeah, over the patio?
Over the patio. My new phone case. And ugh. Then he comes back. He's like, hey, man, what's this? He was like kind of like pissed.
It's he wasn't like, hey, man, they're fumigating in there.
And I'm like, oh, I don't. I go, it's my roommate's. Like, it says that they put in the back porch. We don't have a back porch. He's like, oh, well, let me ask the other guy. You know, like, I don't
was
know.
Was he that frustrated?
So wait, he saw the note and he was like, what is this note?
Yeah, yeah. He was kind of like pissed. He's like, what is this, man? Like, what's going on? And I'm like,
well, you pissed. What a fucking douchebag.
Like, he's like, what the fuck is this, man?
Yeah. So. So he's like, well, I'll ask the other
how
guy.
How dare someone have questions?
That was a different... It was
I work for the government, mister.
It was a different mail carrier than myself that day. I'm like, okay. I go, well, just, you know, let
that's
me know.
That's what they all say when they fuck up.
So then, 2 days later, I'm walking down to the store. It's probably like 10:30 in the morning. And I'm just not even paying attention. And I just, I hear like a, hey, did you get that pack? I'm like, holy shit. Like, he scared the shit out of me. Like, he was like coming out of an apartment building.
Dig up in a tree.
And I'm like, man. I go, you know what? He goes, because I talked to that guy, and he said he put it right next to the barbecue. He kept calling it the barbecue. I'm like,
what is with these fucking people?
And I'm like, okay.
They don't want to take responsibility.
The barbecue. Can you call it anything fucking what goes, normal people call it?
He goes, he put it right next to the barbecue. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, the night before, I had just put the new propane on there.
Propane?
And I didn't see it. And I'm like, all right. So I'm like, okay, I get home. And I'm going to check it out. I'm like, but it's been fucking raining. It's probably going to be slug covered. I'm like, fuck. So I take like the goddamn broom.
The mouth you got
and I'm
on
like,
you.
Hit it so that in case there's any slugs on it. And there is a package. But somehow it got next to the barbecue with the fucking cover over it.
Oh, God.
So
how do you call that a back porch?
And why
it's a front fucking patio, you jackass.
And a barbecue. And
oh.
Hey, and a barbecue. That was bothering me.
A barbecue. Oh, what a fucking jerk off. Hey, I put it next to your horseless carriage. You fucking jerk. What the fuck? You had a fucking concussion?
At least, here's the thing.
He was
concussed. At least, number one, the guy was concerned enough to get us the package. And
yeah, I'll give him that one.
At least you got it. But it's like, how I just set it on the fucking chair or something. I mean, or just leave it out here. They've left shit out here before, and the neighbors have taken it, who I've never met before.
Dude, you're not supposed to do that. You fucking take it. They're not. You try three times, and if they're not there, you take it back to the...
Oh, shit.
Luke's getting baked.
What the fuck?
Luke took a big bong
hit
rip.
Hit that fucking bong rip, doggy.
Hey, dude. You just
like throw it somewhere randomly close to the mailbox and be like, here you go, find it. Hope your neighbors don't take it. Fucking... Yuck.
Oh. Well, anyways, I'm glad that the guy, like, fucking at least
I'm glad
was concerned about
glad
it.
Glad you get your phone case. Quit playing footy with me, bud. Fur.
What's going on?
Little fur.
And the best part was, you know what was in it? It was a coffee mug from my ex in Buffalo, I'm still friends with, and there's a picture of her face on it.
Do you want some coffee?
So the fucking slob gets here before me on Sunday when it showed up, and I couldn't open it for him. She's like, oh, what's in that package? And I was like, oh, yeah, something for me. And she's like, aren't you going to open it? And I was like, yeah. I just kind of put it on top of the fridge. I was like, oh, boy.
Her internal thought, Luke's not excited to open that.
Yeah.
I'm going to post something on Instagram.
Oh, I had one of my fucking my greatest achievements. I got the slob. I fucking swear on my mother's life, I'm not lying with this. I got her to blow me while she was still crying, and I felt her teardrops hit my balls. A girl cried on my balls.
What was she crying about?
Because she's like, why don't you make me my girlfriend again? And I was like, there. And I just kind of pushed her head down.
I think when I go home, I'm going to tell Chelsea the church might be a good idea, too. I should agree with her.
Church for what, me?
No, just
take me to church.
It's filth. It's a pretty
Scott's actually crying, you guys. You can't see.
Take me to church.
Scott looks like fucking Chris Kyle.
Well.
Better close up those groupings, Kyle.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
So how about those Oscars, guys? The Oscars were
fun. Hey, Whiplash was. I saw Whiplash, and it is my favorite movie of the year. Besides,
there we go,
Fury.
You're right.
Whiplash
Fury
was
great.
Whiplash was great. Fury was a great movie.
Yeah.
Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler. Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal kind of got stubbed. He's fucking great in that.
But yeah.
That's all I want to say about that.
At least Whiplash got some. acknowledgement.
I'm going to get the top five screener tomorrow.
It got, dude, best editing, great. J.K. Simmons won great. I can't really complain about that. That was all I gave a shit about. I'm like, those. That's fucking...
He's well deserved.
That's all I needed. Yeah, I don't even know anything else about the Oscars. I don't give a shit about anything else.
Dude, I didn't know about the fact that that movie was just like a 10-minute short before that. The guy shot and tried to get some funding. He shopped it around just like everybody else fucking tries to do.
That's what they're doing these days, bud.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the new thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I got fucking 3 hours of shit on my fucking page. Where's my fucking funding?
What? Get a picture of Scott and then put it next to that Bradley Cooper picture.
wait. I'll put a dip in.
No, don't do that.
Okay. Part. That's bad. And it's disrespectful.
It is.
Calm down.
But I mean, the guy's dead. Don't be chewing tobacco.
Bradley Cooper's not.
That guy just got convicted today, I think, didn't he? The guy that shot him? Or was it yesterday? Oh,
I haven't been following it. That's a fucking weird. Yeah, he just got. That's a sad deal.
I know.
It's too bad.
Bummer, man. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
But
other than that, it was kind of a lackluster Oscars.
I was trying to. I honestly really thought.
Foskers.
And not. I'd never even seen the movie, but I just based on how they, like, reward film. I really thought that stupid, what's the one that was like 13 years?
Boyhood.
Yeah, boy, I thought.
Everyone did.
I really thought Boyhood would. I'm like, no way would. I mean, number one, the movies nominated were fucking kind of dog shit. Like, I'm like.
It was a fucking mediocre year. And you can't say that. Oh, you're talking about it. It was amazing. What was amazing about? What was the fucking amazing about Boyhood? It should have been called It Took Us 12 Years to Shoot This. That should have been the name of the fucking movie. It's what it was really about.
Pretty self-indulgent.
Once a kid grew up, no one liked him anymore. He turned into fucking Anakin Skywalker. He looked just like him. He fucking was a much a little fucking depressed piss pot as he was. Fuck you. Fuck Boyhood.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I don't want to see it. I really could care less about it. I'm just saying I was guessing that was going to win.
I don't like Linklater. Fuck that guy.
The goddamn
Linklater.
Birdman one. Like, Jesus Christ. Like,
hey, I liked
what did it win for? The first two acts? You know?
Well,
I guess everybody turned it off after an hour and 20 minutes. Like,
yeah.
Or an hour and 15 minutes. I mean, like, what the fuck?
Most. Yeah. Yeah. No, no. I was going to say, most people don't think as critically as we do.
That's right. We're enlightened, bud.
This is where the buck stops.
Now, that did win.
And the fuck starts. Oh! The geese!
Need fuck!
Cry on my balls, you pig!
So she was just crying because you guys aren't, like,
bad.
Talking.
Yeah, she got, like, all upset. And I was like, and then I just got, like, Nicholson. I'm like, you're going to fucking pull this now? You're going to fucking pull this now? And she's, like, punching my bed and she's fucking freaking out.
You told her to
she's like, I'm sorry. You don't want me to get a job. I could not believe she was just fucking started blowing me. And she was still sniffling and crying. I was like, you're a fucking lunatic.
Oh, my God. That is. That's nutty.
She gave a great blowjob, too. She's a.
You guys are fucking mad.
Did you guys fuck, know, or did you just get head?
Did we fuck?
No. I'm saying, do you ever just get head?
No. You've asked me this many times. No, no. She doesn't.
Really what if she's at a?
If we were like dating and saw each other all the time, that would probably happen. But not this.
Right.
That fucking train comes into the fucking station for supplies. It's got to last a week or two. So I got to give her a good fucking big old big booty bitch,
Rodrin.
Yeah. Oh, and I fucking came in her too. That was bad. I should have fucking done that.
God. Oh, man, again?
Uh-oh.
No, it's been a long time.
I thought she was on the BC,
uh-oh,
though.
She's not.
Oh, boy.
She's working on it.
Oh, boy.
There it comes. Smells like a trap.
No, I'll be all right. I came in her a fucking million times.
Jamie Von Trapp.
But it only takes one.
It's not a trap, but.
Oh, shit.
It's a trap.
Because of stuff. We.
What? What?
Don't I don't know. Speak, I don't know what's going on here. Something's happening. There's some kind of code happening.
Yeah. It's.
What's the code?
Nothing.
Did you order the code, Red?
Why? Are you guys having kids and I don't know about it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, great.
No, I already got one.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Little Brandon.
He's grounded.
That's bull. Hey, I've been trying to like not dirty up the place. I'm trying, bud.
Cool. Well, it's Thursday. It's fucking Wednesday. I cleaned on Sunday, so good job so far.
Thanks.
It's been 56 hours.
Thanks, buddy.
Fucker.
That's good math.
Thanks. Was that right? I just
no,
I nah, not at all.
72 hours.
It's okay, bud. I don't give a shit.
I was an English major, bitch.
Bitch.
That's your film major. You've been lying this whole time.
No, in high school and shit.
You don't major in high school,
you dummy.
Yeah, you do.
Asshole.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. Yes, you do. You absolutely don't. Yes, you do. I majored in fucking English.
You don't major. You just... You have to...
You pick a concentration still in high school, ass.
No.
Okay.
You don't.
You're right, I didn't. I'll show you my fucking report card. I'll keep it in my wallet.
You have college... might be... Basic college prep. Oh my God!
No, you didn't take AP English.
My senior fucking year of high school, you had to pick, you kind of pick something that you like majored in.
Did you take advanced placement classes? People don't give a shit about this, but
no, I didn't.
I don't think so.
Dude, you don't major in something.
Then okay. I majored in
I imagined this.
Scott majored in face fitting.
Grease in the crease.
Scott majored in fucking
taking the
things, the brush to the horse.
That's a lie. Yeah.
Put him on a goddamn horse.
I got a cancer in my jaw from eating my wife's pussy.
Did you ever get
that? I remember when Luke wanted to cast that. You wanted to do that skit, and you're like, can you do Michael Douglas? I'm like, no. And you're like, well, just try. And I did it, and you're like, maybe wait.
Yeah, that was out of the news.
Maybe we'll just wait.
That had a limited time to do it. God damn it. Because I wanted to shoot on that pier so bad. That would have been so fucking cool. Oh, I was so excited to do that.
I like the idea.
If I could have found that comic that did that, I bet that guy would have done it. He did an amazing fucking Michael Douglas. I was like, shit, we need that guy.
I like the idea, though.
Thanks.
Good for you, bud.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
So you emailed last year that did you email the digital content
no.
guy from Netflix last year? What am
I
going
to say? I don't know what to do. I have all this fucking stuff, and I don't know how to make it.
Are you between a rock
show.
And a hard place right now?
I am. I don't know how to fucking package it. I don't know what to do.
How to pitch it. Well.
I don't know how to, like, I have a bunch of fucking skits and I can make more, but how do I like put that into a fucking thing? I don't know.
You need a little reel.
I have fucking 2 hours of shit on my goddamn page.
Nobody's gonna watch that though.
They will too. If they say what do you got? I'll say here's my entire page.
They want like 10 minutes.
Well, to watch two of them. There it'll be 10 minutes.
Burpee is a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm just saying, grasp the whole
thing. I need something. I need like a real fucking like. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Don't give up. They're going to spend $5 billion.
Don't ever give up.
I wish I had someone else that did like marketing kind of shit.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Or something. Or like a hype man. Someone that really knows how to like push that shit.
Hey, Treeman, can you make a bunch of annoying phone calls?
You need like a flavor.
Anytime he calls, it's annoying. So, yeah.
Treeman's a goer, man. Tell him to eat.
Where's he go besides the fucking bar?
Amira's house?
That's where he wants to go.
Or to Gap to get more fucking shirts with fucking checkers on them.
No, Tom's way classier than the Gap. He's a J. Crew man.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You don't fucking chastise a J. Crew man.
What's the difference?
I'm telling you, we're at the fucking
screening. About $80 a shirt.
Oh.
Fucking screening. Me and Dude Bogues go to Beverly Hills for fucking premiere of this like web series that me and him worked on for this...
Brianna.
Yeah, for this chick comic that we know. And we shot this a fucking year ago, and it's finally done. So we're sitting up in this dark fucking... like it's like a upstairs bar. With like a projector, it was a pretty big fucking room. It's kind of like a theater type room. And me and Dude Bogues are sitting by the entrance in the darkness, and we just see like Tree Man walking randomly. And I'm like, Tree Man? And he just looks over and he's like, hey. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing in here? It was like the most random fucking thing I've ever seen. And I was like, what the? He's fucking came and stand up, and wasted, like teetering. And me and Bogues like, oh boy. And then he comes over. That's and awesome. He wouldn't. It was like that fucking Key and Peele skit. He would not sit down. We're like, Tom, what? Sit down. No, I'm going to stand. And then he's just like, fucking, like he's going to fall.
Well, he sits for like 13 hours.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
I ain't going to sit down, I say.
Yeah. But it's funny because I still don't understand what happened here because he told me he just ran. He goes to this place all the time. It's like his bar after work. And then he just randomly walked up there. But then Boak
said... he told me the other day, though.
But Boak said that he fucking emailed him and told him about it because Tom worked on it. And he was in some of the credits. It was like
Tom, maybe he didn't know. Maybe he did.
I don't know. He told us two different fucking stories. I don't know. I don't know what the deal. I kind of don't want to know. I don't want the mystery to be ruined.
Do you think that Tree Man... like, because I had just golfed with him by myself the other day. And he just went off and like ran.
Are you ever not fucking... did you golf 5 days a week? Jesus Christ.
It's a very golf-centric year for Brandon.
Probably 4 or 5. But like, he does this thing where like... he'll say like shit like, oh shit, faggot, cunt, stuff like that. But like then if he really wants to say something like bad, he like leans in, he's like, yeah, but that guy's a nigger.
Oh.
Like, yeah, I see him do that.
I'm like, come on.
Tom, you gotta cut that out.
Come on, Tom, you can't go out saying the N-word.
But and I'm like, is he doing here's the thing. Because I knew him before he listened to
Russell live again. I fucking love it.
I need him. I met him before.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Like he listened to the show. And then he went, because he went a year, and then he went back and listened to all of them, because he was unemployed. So I wonder if
he thinks
that's how we have to have a conversation, like we have to be offensive, or if he's really that offensive of a guy.
I don't know, I don't think so, I don't think he's that offensive of a guy, but then I don't know.
Okay, what was he saying about Selma?
I mean, not much. This year was a really toned down Oscars.
Yeah.
Tom kind of disappointed me.
Hey, bombs
Tom,
or what?
Last year was fucking hilarious because Tom had 3 bottles of champagne in before we even got there.
What the fuck?
It was hilarious last
Jesus
year.
Jesus Christ.
He was bitching. Even rightly so. I liked a lot of the other movies that won. But regardless. Yeah, this year was toned down.
What was last year?
It was 12 Years a Slave.
American Hustle. All the bustle for American Hustle.
Oh, yeah. That was a good bunch of movies last year.
American Hustle sucked.
No, shut bullshit. The fuck up.
Oh, did you hear that? I'm sorry. I didn't.
Asshole.
It is.
Yeah, this is a professional show now. You're on a mic, so we can hear you.
Overrated.
Hey, dude, that's me.
Christian Bale looked like he was wearing makeup, and you could never take the fact out of your mind that it was actually Christian Bale just wearing fucking makeup.
You're a fucking fool. Around.
Bradley Cooper.
I could.
Bradley Cooper saved that movie.
No, get the fuck.
The women right. were, they could have flipped.
All right, so song of the week is, Jesus.
W-E-A-K.
Bradley Cooper.
Last night.
He was the best part of the movie.
No, he wasn't. Fucking Jeremy Renner was. That guy ruled. That was a fucking good character.
He was good. He was fucking
really
good.
He was better than Bradley fucking Pooper.
Nice.
Out of my face.
Sucks. Oh, they're both good.
No. One's awesome and one's fucking okay.
Both? What?
Ho.
Both?
It's It's awesome.
That's getting fucking railroaded. Sorry.
Your rectum's about to be.
That's one we'll stick around.
All right, Scott doesn't have to chime in on this one, but so last night, Mike got super fucking pissed at me at bowling.
Hey, dude, love or spat.
He, because I walked by, I go back and forth to the desk as I bowl. You know, Xbox, he's like, dude, there's like a lot of people bitching about the oil. And I was like, I thought he was goofing around because I always bitch about how people do shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, man, well, you know, don't Jim Moore me. And I walked away. Because that's some shit.
Hey, dude, I'm not chewing gum.
That shit. That's true. He technically can't. So he like stops me and he like confronts me. He's like, no, man, like, you know, you really shouldn't have said that. Like, I had this job before you. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? I'm like, I thought we were goofing around. I thought it was a joke. You know, like, I thought you were kidding around with me, so I was goofing back with you. Like, I didn't mean it. I don't think you're Jim Moore, you know?
Yeah.
And he kept, like, just shutting me down, like, no. Like, he...
Sometimes well, so I'm sure he was under the influence of something.
I mean, I don't know. He worked all day, I don't know if he was...
He drives around in a... He drives right on a confidence drunk. He probably smokes all day.
He keeps
smoke weed every day.
He keeps like on it, and I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean anything by it, but like, I was trying to like joke around, you know. And so finally, like, he goes outside to smoke, and I walk out. I'm like, all right, listen, can we let it go? Like, I don't, you know.
This is adorable, man. You guys are fucking close.
Well, because I listen.
That's really sweet.
He's a good friend of mine.
Getting some fucking flowers too, you faggot.
Sorry. He's a good friend of mine, and I don't want to be on bad terms. I mean, Scott, what did me and you had something
such
for a minute
fucking
there
fag
that you were pissed
God,
about?
I'm a pussy.
No,
we did. And like anytime
God,
you got drunk,
what are
you'd
we
say,
doing? I got you a get well film card.
No, but
do you remember that? I said something.
There's not just been one thing I've been super mad
you
about.
You said that
you.
Scott Murphy was a crooked son of a bitch.
No, there's one.
And let me tell you something.
You might think Scott's made all armor and nails, man.
Cut deep.
I said something once. And
great
like,
outdoors
you,
references.
Race you
anytime,
home.
Anytime you get wasted, you like bring it back up to me in like a shitty way, and I'm like,
what? There's more than just one thing.
No, I understand. But this is like the most recent one, is what I'm thinking of.
Recent.
It was like, you know, 6-7 months ago. Fuck. All right. I can't think of. Anyways, well, I mean,
Mike, so he like spazzed out for no reason. Mike, what the fuck are you doing?
I saw that because he was bowling right next to us, and I.
Why would that set him off? It's so fucking random and weird.
Mike probably having just like an off night. He might not have been bowling like as well
Michael.
As he would normally.
Lighten the fuck up, dog.
Well, Scott got into a fight with the team he was bowling against too.
Not really. Well, yeah, I did. I don't want to get into.
Are you calling somebody stupid. Guy and bud? Luke, come on, actually, guy. All right, bud.
This actually just drives Luke's point home even more that fucking league bowlers are ridiculous. And I couldn't agree more.
They're worth it. Them and community theater people are
this.
The weirdest.
Look, I love bowling in that league, but Jesus Christ.
Scott, myself, and Mike. We don't even bowl on the same team. We all have separate teams.
You got to keep them separated.
Very hipster. Oh, that stinks, but yeah, right. I get
anyway,
it.
Anyway, so what happened with your thing, Scotty?
Well, this old man that was a roadie for fucking Willie, or they drove the Willie Nelson's tour bus back in the late 70s, early 80s. He's 6'3", probably 250.
He's got like Popeye arms with big white arm hair. Like
he's got Bogues tats.
Like he could probably beat all of our asses.
He got a bandana?
No, but he's a hard ass, and he's a really nice guy. He's always been a really nice guy.
Shop teacher.
Yeah, like a shop teacher. That's a good way.
He did you how to shop?
And they were bowling kind of.
Not for that shirt.
I like that shirt. That shirt. No,
I think Uncle Luke might have given this to me.
I like that one.
I'm just kidding. So anyway, they were bowling kind of pissed poorly, and he threw one in the gutter, and it came out of the gutter, and it hit a pin, and it was going to give him a spare. Luke knows what a fucking spare is. Listeners, you know a spare.
Motherfucker, what aren't you getting?
You can't hit it in the gutter and come out. It doesn't
count. Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
It's a dead ball, and it's an open frame, so I had to just say, like, hey, guys, it doesn't count. They're all celebrating and shit, and our team was, you know, since they actually went to the goddamn league meeting, they knew that that's not illegal.
Mark and zero.
They know the little. Yeah, it was totally a Lebowski situation, and he went all ape shit. And his teammates were like yelling at his teammates.
Yeah, what did he say?
His teammates were like, he's going to try to take that away from you. And he's like, what? Why? And I could hear him. And so I heard him fucking there come up. And so I went over there and I said, listen, Stan. Sorry, his name's Stan.
I got that much.
And I said, if you throw it in the gutter and it comes out and you hit it, it doesn't count. It's a dead ball. Like that's just. He's like, what is that? Some sort of rule? I said, yeah, it's a rule. It's a league rule. And then immediately I was like, I'm in the fucking Twilight Zone right now. And I was like, I've got to change the score. And he's like, why? Why would you do that? I was like, it went in the gutter, Stan. Everybody saw it, and your team should
bullshit,
know.
Bullshit, Stan.
And he's like, you know what? He's like, if that's a fucking rule, he's like, you got to be fucking kidding me. And he started dropping a bunch of F-bombs, and I was like, well, yeah, it is a rule. I mean, it's a sanctioned league. I sound just like fucking Smokey.
You said it's a league game, Stan.
And he's like, you do whatever you got to do to make yourself feel fucking better about yourself. He's like, he says, you want to take this away from me? He's like, I worked hard. He's like, I'm working hard for that. He's like, can you take it away? And I was like, oh, boy.
You don't work hard. I went in a fucking gutter, you jackass.
I was like, oh, boy. I was like, it went in the gutter. If I throw it in the gutter.
What are the odds of that happening and popping out of the
way? It happens a lot.
It does.
If it's like a 10-pin or a 7, you know, and like it's right there on the edge, sometimes it's
everybody. Anybody worth their salt.
So Scott had to grab stimulus.
I didn't grab stimulus. I think Pete or Laura did because I said, because he said, that fucking pin fell. He's like, and if you got to change it or do whatever you got to do to make yourself feel better, he's like, I don't want to hear another fucking word from you about it. He said, you got to be a fucking, I don't know who you think you are.
He went up to Stan and said
right to me, into my face, looking down at me.
Stan was saying this to
Scott. Down at me.
Oh.
Because I was the one that went over.
Oh, I got confused. I thought Mr. Stimulus was saying this to you. Okay,
No. Stimulus wasn't even involved. So I said, all right. I said, I'm not trying to be a hard ass about it. I'm not trying to do anything. I was like, this is silly that you're actually having some sort of, like pissiness about this. I was like, that's kind of sad. I was like, we like bowling against you guys. It's a fucking fun league, guy. Calm down. I didn't say fucking, but he was like, do whatever the fuck you got to do. He's like, but I hit that pin. I know I did. I was like, okay, well, I was like, I'm going to squash it. Just appreciate it up there. But I said, since I can't fix it on the kiosk, you got to know that when you're done, I'm going to fix it up at the desk. And he was just like, oh, whatever the fuck you want to do. He's like, you say another fucking word about this, I swear. And I was like, and then I just had to do the hands up, two hands up. I'm like, Stan, really? Come on. And he's like, and he did that stern stone jaw look at me. I was like, God, this fucking 60-year-old man is going to punch me out over a fucking thing.
Maybe there's something in the air about your guys.
He's probably still talking about it right now. He's probably the bar that's fucking asshole.
He apologizes, Scott.
He apologized to me afterwards because he said he was out of line. His attitude was poor and he shouldn't have done it. And I was like, all right, yeah, obviously,
I had no
he might have had a bad day.
Why didn't you tell me this was going on?
You came up to me afterwards and you're like, all right, right on. I thought you were watching the whole fucking thing.
No, I had no fucking clue. Oh. I think this was after the Mike and I incident.
Because he was like in my face. I was like this big 60-year-old fucking American muscle.
He could probably beat your ass too. That's what sucks.
Yeah, he could. But I was like, come on, bud. He was being a real hard ass about it. But anyway, league bowlers need to calm the fuck. Well, I was like, thought it was an old man softball league for a second.
Wait, okay, I'm sorry. Stimulus did not come over?
Yeah, I think Laura went over there and was like, hey, he won't change his score. And so Simon was like, what? So
he went over there. And five pairs of fucking headphones and shit off.
He did. Put his iPad down, his iPhone.
He had to take his wristband off.
His fucking Oculus goggles.
But anyway, he came over.
He made us pause the TV.
I want the fucking Blackhawks game on, okay? But he came over and he was like, Stan, the ball went in the gutter. You got to change the fucking score. Actually, Stimulus was pretty good about it. He's like, Stan, you got to realize, I'm going to the desk right now and I'm going to change it. His name's.
I love that. I just forget because I hear it so much, but it's like
I slip so much and want to call him
Stimulus.
Dude, he was in the one day, and he was the only one bowling. And George on the microphone just kept going, stimulus, like super loud. And he finally came up. He's like, why do you guys keep saying stimulus? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. He's just being weird. It's a rapper he likes. I like came up with that like on the spot.
Stimulus. That was the name of his dog when he was 11 years old.
Hey, oh, Scott, I thought you wanted to mention our last episode with
that
George.
Fucking episode should take 2 weeks and never talk to him. Jesus
Christ. He was never fucking sanctioned. That's my bad.
That wasn't a sanctioned podcast.
And I hear
that
a guy fucks a dog. I'm like, okay, I'd like to hear this.
But really? Everyone's going to be disgusted by
Treeman and I both skipped it. We skipped about 40 minutes.
All right. Well, that's my bad.
He's such a bad fucking... I knew it was going to be terrible.
Okay, that's bad judgment on my part. I apologize.
Thank you, Stan. For apologizing. Anyway, so that was a fun night. Last night was confrontational.
You
want
to fucking go over the goddamn podcast and I listen to dog fucking.
Whatever you got to do.
Whatever you
got to
do,
make
yourself feel better.
You fucking prick.
I cannot believe that. He's like the nicest guy, too. Yeah, that's so fucking weird.
I was telling Chelsea about it. She's like, well, you got to put yourself in issues. Maybe you had a really shitty day. Maybe like had some bad news.
What's that to do with the tough shit?
I love the guy in his team. You said the guy in his team, Scott, was like kind of like.
He was kind of like, he's trying to. He's going to take that away from you, man. He thinks he can. I don't know what he's trying to pull, but he's going to take it away. I don't know why I got to bebop like this, but he's going to fucking change his score. He's going to take it away, Stan.
Here's and the
then,
guy. The
little Jason Edwards is over there. Like, I don't want any of this. Sorry, Jason. Anyway.
That fucking guy in Platoon that eggs on Bunny to fucking kill the one-legged kook. He's got a buddy who knows all about it. The guy's like, goddamn right he does. And he's egging him on to fucking. Crack the fucking guy's head open. Yeah. Yo, shoot, fucking head come apart like that, man.
Wasn't that
John? That's how to Google that.
Was that John McGinley?
No, it was.
Who wasn't the
Dylan.
Instigator? Oh, okay.
Matt Dillon.
Okay.
Or Kevin Dillon, sorry.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Ain't nothing better than a good piece of pussy, except the Indianapolis 500. He's the fucking best guy in it. Besides Tom Berenger and everyone else that's awesome in it. Fuck that movie rules.
Do either of you have any of the police academies?
No.
Oh, shit.
You never hear about those fucking movies, man.
You really don't. That's hard to find movies.
I have not watched a Police Netflix. Academy film in like 9 years. I wonder if it still holds up.
It does.
I bet the first one does.
I think it does.
I saw the first one. I always saw fucking. I really only ever saw 3 and 4, honestly.
Citizens
1
on
and
Patrol.
2 were like. That,
Citizens
I don't
on Patrol.
That much.
Citizens on Patrol was one of my favorites.
Yeah. No, that's doing.
That and 1.
The one where they go to Miami, I've seen that one the most.
That's number 5.
Yeah. Okay, then 4 and 5 are the ones.
Then 6 is City Under Siege, and 7 is Mission
the
Moscow.
Russia one, right?
Yeah. Those two suck.
I love the number 5 one.
Operation Miami
Beach. Lieutenant Harris is like laying on the beach. Now, would they put Dork?
Dork.
They put Dork.
Mahoney puts Dork on his.
On with like
sunscreen.
And
hey, Dork.
Hey, Dork. What's going on, Dork?
He goes to the bar to order a drink, and they're like, all right, sure thing, dork. Like, it's a fucking awful bit.
What a stupid fucking part of a
They're
movie.
They're playing beach volleyball, and he's walking stupid. Through it. Like, oh, hey, dork.
What a dumb part. Who the fuck would think of that? Oh, God, that sucks. Remember, and then, they had, these two, bad guys in that movie. Like, the two, henchmen that worked for, the main guy with the mustache.
Yeah, it was
Mouse and, what was the other guy's name?
Yeah,
Mouse and someone.
And, they just were, so bad.
The guy
like,
that dyed his hair is, yeah.
They ruled those two. They were trying to get the camera back.
I hated those guys.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sorry. Well, that was Police Academy that Minute.
Police Academy Minute. It's a new bit on the show.
Sorry. I haven't seen him for years.
We're going to start watching a Police Academy cartoon series, too.
Police Academy was on IFC months ago, and I watched it. I can't stand watching
it. You really never saw the first one, though?
Fuck me. I might have.
That might be the only rated R one.
It is, because the rest of them
are
family.
Does it have Kim Cattrall tits in it or no?
No.
I didn't. Come on. Even in my movie, she had her tits out. Big Trouble and Little Vagina.
She was fucking hot, man.
What porn did you say you wanted to make today?
Well, I thought there was two. I said a Bruno Mars knockoff called Uptown Spunk. And then Back Burger to the Future.
Where we're going, there'll be lots of loads. That's awful. Luke fucking hated that.
I was like, do I have stomach cancer?
I guess I ate. No, I guess I ate shit. Sorry.
Dude, both has the camera.
We're never going to
I hope we get to shoot next week. Goddamn it.
Like, you can't even hear that on the mic.
You can.
But when you see his face, it's so fucking
funny. No, you can.
All you hear is heavy breathing when you're listening. When I'm listening at my stupid desk, I'm just like.
What, Lucas, you got more stories or you got a song of the week, doggy?
No. Oh, yeah. Fuck. I'm going to pick a song of the week.
Or Scotty, you got a song of the week, buddy?
No, just.
Yeah, Bob Seger.
Marshall Tucker Band.
What song that my dad listened to on the way to his senior prom do you want to fucking have this on?
Can't you see?
Fucking old prick.
Can't you see?
Come on, guys. There's nothing wrong with America, okay? Everybody love everybody.
Jack Tell Stan that.
Yeah, apparently not.
Stan was probably jamming out to the Marshall Tucker Band.
He's probably got a fucking bald eagle on his fucking forehead.
After you guys squashed it, you should have been like, I can't stand your attitude, and winked at him.
Oh.
I just fucking smash with a chair.
My joke stinks, but I think that's gonna work.
Yeah, but I gave it, at least delivered mine with some fucking panache.
How do you spell that?
Pinache.
No, does that have a little? What is that?
Yes.
Thing?
Accent. Mark.
A tilde.
What do you call that thing? A squiggly thing.
Is that what it's called?
Is it a tilde? Or is that just in Latin? I don't know, guys.
A tilde. It's over the N, correct?
Until they pay me, then I ain't fucking doing anything else.
Doggies. All right, well, think of a song, doggy. Wait, what did we say earlier?
Lucas Hill?
I don't know.
No, you had one earlier that sounded awesome.
Oh, Walk Like an Egyptian?
Yeah.
No.
That's you should have seen
this. It's not a fucking jackass all day.
This is one of those chicks that, like, if Luke would have seen, would have been, like, biting his hand. Like, her fucking ass was so perfect. And
it
she
was
had
a Picasso.
Big old titties. Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
She had tiggle bitties.
That sounds fucking good. I need some of that shit.
Look good. She fucking, that pig needed it.
Mm.
Yeah, nigga, I like that shit.
The fucking thing.
The all right, is that it? Episode 180? Wasn't so great.
Oh, man, that was episode 180.
It was. That's why I want to make sure this fucking thing worked, because it was a nice round number.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Wow. Really, go on a bang.
Thanks
there.
For keeping the energy up. Appreciate it.
I haven't
it.
Drank since last fucking Friday.
Good job, man.
I mean, that's
good. I'm trying to just make a whole fucking week. Fuck.
Have you been oobsing since Saturday? Or you just been too, like,
no,
too late?
No,
do you have any Uber seshes?
No.
Scott says the term sesh.
I've never fucking said sesh.
He's texted me sesh. He's texted me sesh like 5-6 times.
Maybe he's trying to say Phil Lesh.
No.
You're like, dude, I'm going to go home for a quick beat sesh. You've texted me that before.
That originated in like 2008, I think, at Pian's. Like, I need a beat sesh. I need a.
I hate that.
I don't say it often. You can.
For money?
Suck a fucking dog's wet D. Ugh.
Well, George does.
Oh, enough with this fucking guy.
All right, go on.
I feel like that's almost going to sink down to the fucking Nick the Dick episode.
That's exactly what Scott said today.
That's pretty hated.
I skipped 40 minutes of it.
That's what Scott said today.
And Luke's Top Drop Kid, as well as 315 Kid, and that's probably the fucking link that they're going to get when they go to LGR is that fucking episode.
I know.
Yeah.
So what is Top Drop? Okay, all right. This might sound, this is going to sound stupid.
What?
What's Top Drop? Is that just the soundbite that they
use?
Yeah.
Like they'll save something machine and the he'll just pick up a new one every couple episodes and people like can like vote on which one they like with that's the most hashtags and mine fucking won 3 shows in a fucking row.
What that's did you say? Because cool. I didn't hear it.
I was like, what's up, you sexy bastards? And then yesterday he put it on, he goes, I like that. I'm sticking with that one for a while. 3 fucking times already. I was like, sweet.
And that's what you used so on the, cool. the intro, what, 2 shows ago?
I think it was last one, wasn't
I think,
it?
Yeah, it was,
oh,
last
it was just
one.
This last one. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was that's cool.
No, that last one I just played me plugging the show on the air. I haven't played this fucking Top Drop.
Oh, okay.
And I got an Anthony show with Duvall again. I'm all over.
That's what I'm thinking of. I think.
Are you gonna put that on? Is it
I don't know, man. I'll have to think about it.
A bush like a bird's nest.
All right. Well, I think it was enough
hey,
damage.
Well, good stuff, guys.
Enjoy. I can't wait to listen. I want to see how this sounds with the 3 mics.
Yeah, me too. I'm real excited.
It's gonna sound like fucking.
Can't shit. Wait.
You don't
have now to, we can have like real guests.
You don't have to be like that, man.
Someday we'll have a real guest in here.
Sorry, guy.
Scott's like Billy Preston.
I don't know how to end this. I can't bring myself to push the button.
Why don't you want to just go organic?
I like this thing because it looks like a ship from a James Cameron movie. It's real technological looking. It's got the shape and everything.
Well, we all know I got loads of materials, so let's just keep firing away.
Turn it off.
All right.
Fuck your faces.
Fuck this.
I'm ending this madness. Wait, where's the fucking button?